Catherine Hartnett, H-A-R-T-N-E-T-T. Okay, Night Owls, I am not one, so I'm going to be very brief. I'll try to raise things you have not heard before. I have 5 points. Number one, Mr. Quinlan talked a lot early in the meeting about frequent referencing to listening. My experience as a Planning Board and Conservation Commission member since 2011 is sales and marketing and no listening. I discovered in RSA 162H that the site and facility basically will not interfere with the orderly development of the region, with due consideration being given to the view of municipal planning commissions. Guess what? I've been on a municipal planning commission. We have not heard a peep from anybody in Northern Pass. 162 says otherwise. I sort of feel like Phil Bilodeau. Maybe I'll hear tomorrow. We'll see. Oh, so that's number one, listening maybe, but not to Deerfield. Number two, the applicant tour somehow missed the chronic wetland damage that Mr. Samuel referenced over on Church Street, and it fits a long record of non-performance in town that we can document going back to the early 2000s. One thing is said, another thing is done. Track record. Okay, this is point number two. Point number three, it seems to me that the heartrending stories about the jobs and the economic benefits and all of the supply side things that are happening here, those all accrue with a different level of design that avoids or minimizes adverse impacts. Those jobs still stay there. They just come out in a different form, as far as I can tell. But I'm not an expert on that. I just sort of suspect it. Number four, there's a real contrast between what I've experienced as a sales and marketing pitch and some of what you've heard tonight about employees' experience with the newcomers who now own the former PS&H facility company from that website, the track record about significant customer dissatisfaction, which I didn't know and learned tonight. And then thirdly, I can tell you about that wetland and erosion lack of performance, which has happened in this town and may happen elsewhere. And I've got a bunch of letters on file that specific suggestions on how to get around that. Like with Mr. Preston Samuel, no coming back feedback from those points. So finally, I want to thank you all for your listening. It's late. I can't believe your appetite for taking in information. Thank you very much for being here. This is a qualitatively different experience than the previous Eversource-run meetings. We appreciate your visit. Please come back. Thank you.